welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Brains, you are at the spot, the place, the location where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull. Today, we're visiting with Samantha Collation, and I'm so glad to have her here on the edge with us. She is the founder of Rimstone Therapy. She's a business mentor and spokeswoman. We're going to talk to her a little bit about her journey, her story, and her truth. What she's pouring into other individuals, how she's going to make their life and their business better, and some fun facts. So let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Samantha?
Good morning here in Australia. Very well, thank you. How are you over there?
I'm doing good. It's the afternoon, evening here, actually, in San Diego. It's about 5:41. So how's your day been there in Australia today, this morning?
It's actually sunny at the moment because we've had so much rain here. It is called the Sunshine Coast, and you need rain for that. But yeah, we've had a lot of rain, so it's a beautiful sunny day today. It's lovely.
That's good. So tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
I suppose the best thing to start with is to ask you, April, do you have many massages?
Do I have many massages? Absolutely.
And do you like them?
I do. Well, for the most part, yes. I've had some that haven't been pleasant, but yeah, for the most part, I love them.
Okay. So when you say pleasant, are they're there to therapeutic? They're there to help you with an issue or something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, with pain or dysfunction or whatever, tight muscles. Well, have you ever thought how massage therapists deal with working on muscles day in, day out with their hands? They actually, it's a lot of wear and tear on their hands. So I found that massage therapists tend to look after their customers before they look after their health and well-being because they're so devoted to the industry. So research has shown that 80% of massage therapists will have a form of work-related injury within the first 2 years of graduating. So that's scary facts. So picture this. It's a busy summer day in Palm Beach, New South Wales, Sydney. There's a massage clinic and it's got full books, 10 therapists and a wait list. The head therapist wakes up in the morning and she sprained her wrist. Now, that was me. That was back in 2004 and it meant disaster for me. So the pain didn't stop there. It went from my wrist to my elbow to my neck, and I had to walk into my clinic with a neck brace. Not a good look for someone who's trying to help people. So I had to find something to help me. And probably the worst thing, it wasn't just the pain, it was the fact that I was looking down the barrel at the end of my career in something I loved. So at the time, hot stones were available, the courses, and they were good for heat disbursement, but not for what I wanted to do. I wanted to get into the muscles, but protect my thumbs and my wrists, and especially this one. So I bought some stones, I actually got them from Phoenix, Arizona. There's a great company there, natural stones, volcanic stones. And I started experimenting on my customers and working on things and then adapting my own techniques, which you learn at college and you have your own as well. And then customers just loved it and they didn't want anything else. So one day I was doing a massage on a calf muscle, getting deep into the calf muscle. And the new customer looked at me and said, "Sam, can you just teach me what you've just done?" And I said, "I don't know what it's called. I actually don't know what the techniques are and everything." And just incidentally, she was a therapist who'd come to spy on me because she'd heard about the stones. So she wanted to learn what I was doing. So that was my aha moment. And I thought, well, if she wants to learn how to use those stones that way, there must be others that I can help prevent what happened to me. So I spent 12 months doing the course, formulating the course content. And then I set up workshops around Australia. And got the course accredited, and Rimstone Therapy is still now trademarked as a training business. And speed up to today, COVID has allowed us to do more things online, like podcasts. Everyone's quite familiar with it now. So I've transposed the face-to-face workshops to online training. And now I can reach a wider audience, a global audience, and I've got American market, New Zealand, Canada. I've got all these different markets now I can market to. So, and to help therapists around the world. And so Remstone is not hot stone therapy. It is a type of remedial therapy, but we do have a lighter form of it, which is more of a balance and relaxing. So that is the Remstone story. And I do live workshops.
I hate to interrupt, but do you have one of the stones there so we can see what they look like?
So there's all different types of stones, and the techniques are actually accustomed to the stones. So really, really big ones are the things that are going to hurt your wrist. So that's what I eliminate. So ones as big as that.
Oh, wow.
Are actually for placement stone, to heat like the bottom of the sacrum so you can get into the gluteals. Oh. You don't massage with it. It's too heavy. So it's about wrist to ratio. So if people are being taught to do that, it's going to hurt this.
Right.
So what I use, and my favorite one, where is it? Somewhere here. Oh, there we are. That one. So that's a replacement for my thumb.
Oh.
But I get into the muscle, into the fascia, into the all the tendons. And the wonderful thing about stones is, I'm trying to get that so you can see it.
Oh no, it's great.
They actually have a quite a smooth but a quite a tactile surface. These are black basalt, so they will get into the muscles and they will retain their heat longer because they're from volcanoes. And this is a naturally formed one. So these are collected. They're collected naturally. Whereas you've got these ones here, which have been, I'm not sure you can see that. It's been man-made. It's been carved.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, and then we have these ones here, which get into the neck. So I can get right under and I have a technique in my in Remstone that allows you to lock your wrist. So when the person is on their back, you can get under the neck and you can really get some heat. And I call it stripping, but it's this beautiful way of lengthening and releasing the neck without force. So these are these wonderful things. But of course we have smaller stones which do inside these little ones.
Oh, wow.
Which are really small and they hold in the palm of your hands.
So, I don't know if this is an intellectual property question, but how do you heat them? With just hot water? Or?
Well, it's good you said that because on the website, I've got a free download, how to heat your stones.
Okay.
So anyone can go to it, remstonetherapy.com. And basically, it's not just plonking them in water. I actually do it very inexpensively. And in the free webinar coming up on the 23rd of May, I'll explain to you how to set yourself up. And one of them is set it up inexpensively and efficiently, because the hot stone courses force you to buy thousands of dollars of all this stuff. You don't need all the stones. You don't need all the equipment. You just need some simple, simple equipment. So I do it in a slow cooker. People do it in rice cookers. I prefer the wet. But then I actually utilize my stones quite well, and I use them in winter and summer because it's relief on my hands. And look,
well, it's very interesting and intricate because I have personally have hot stone massages where the technician, and that's one of the ones that I did not enjoy very much, did not know how to temper the stones to where the stones were too hot, you know, where they can burn. And then they use it with an oil. Also, and with that oil, it just kind of glides over the skin. So it made it a little bit more intense. This is not only good for massage therapists, but you would think about people that are chefs that use their hand a lot, or hairdressers that use their hands a lot. You know, your upper body, people don't realize how much tension even using your hand puts on your neck. So I could only imagine the horror that you felt when you felt that tingling. There's a lot of people that also live with tendonitis
Well,
that have.
Well, tendonitis is a huge thing, and that's pretty much what I had when I sprained my wrist. And tendons, and your fingers are actually moved pretty much by tendons. And tendons come and move all the way back here in your elbow. So you've heard of tennis elbow?
Yes.
So tendonitis, tendonitis means inflammation. So it's an inflammation of the tendons. Now, what happens is there's too much use here, and you've heard of carpal tunnel syndrome?
Absolutely.
So it starts to block here because it's overuse. Okay? So what I teach is a way to lock your wrist, okay? And you may have seen recently I broke in my hand, I broke a finger in my hand riding a bike. So I went back there 20 years ago. I went back to I can't do anything. But luckily I learned to lock my wrists, and there's a technique I teach in Remstone therapy, and it allowed this to heal. Now I don't have any cast, and I've healed it. But
and
it did
that
take...
That was relatively recent. You know, that was what?
Yeah.
Within the last six, was that, and within the last 6 weeks that happened?
Absolutely. I was going on a charity ride.
Right. I'm going to have you talk about that in just a second. But I want to ask you a little bit about the fascia. I had another guest from Hawaii that had come up with this incredible rolling device. That you tell us a little bit about the importance of the fascia and how it's connected to the spine and every part of the body.
I can't stipulate. The thing is, most people don't know there's a whole system. It's a complete and different system. There's a fantastic mentor of mine called Tom Myers in Canada, who has actually dissected the whole fascial system. And he's actually got about, I think there's about seven different lines. And the most important one I can tell you about now is a thing called the superficial back line. It starts here. It's a strip that goes down your spine, down the two vertebrae, inner vertebrae, down either side, and it goes out towards the sciatic nerve, down to the hamstrings, down all the way down to the calf muscles. And then on the foot, it comes all the way down and goes to the tip. So if you're always leaning forward, you're stretching all that whole line. We do everything forward. So this is why yoga, all those things is, and a simple technique I give people is just get a rolled up towel, put it from here to where your bottom cracks, and just every day, big breath in and just go backwards. You just need to go backwards. And you will
Now you're going to make that towel horizontal or vertical?
It's vertical, and it supports the spine from the base of the, like the neck here, right down to where your bottom crack is. I'm sure that you do that there. But it's just a towel, okay? It's a sausage towel, and you just sit on it, and what you're doing is cushioning your spine, but you're allowing your body to defy gravity, because to defy gravity every day standing up, I haven't got a pen here, so I have. So for you to stand up every day takes a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
So the only way that I tell my customers to release, not stretch, you can't stretch a muscle that's tight when you're standing up and it's supporting you. You need to get on the ground. So that's why lying on the table for me, I actually relax them in with the heat. I have a placement stone sequence, which is directed at the major muscles. So if I can relax the top muscles, I can get in deeper and the job is much easier. And people go, oh my God, I do lose customers. Meaning that they don't come back every week, they come back every month, but the job's done better. So I get new ones. So that's why I want to spread the word and save massage therapists' thumbs and wrists, better for the clients like you. So fascia is everywhere. It innovates and connects things. So it is basically all my techniques are based on the fascial system. And educated highly by Tom Myers. He's just fabulous if you want to see anything about it. And it's very complicated. I've got a few maps on me. I've got these that I show all my customers, and they just go, what the? If I can find it. I've got them everywhere. So this is the thing called the functional lines. So we've got all these lines everywhere. We've got these ones here that spiral line. So if you can release all these different points in the body, so say someone had plantar fasciitis, okay?
Okay.
It could not be just because fasciitis is the fascia underneath your foot. Itis, again, is inflammation. So people get pain when they put their when they get out of bed in the morning, they're tight. So if you can actually relax that whole superficial back line that I said to you goes from heel the way down, you will get some relief for your plantar fascia. It does, unfortunately, get to a point where people only do something about it when it's way down the track.
Right.
But the signs of it is because you're always forward. You need to relax and actually release the superficial back line, superficial front line. But that's what yoga does. You don't need to think about it. All those moves in yoga and in Pilates are all aligned with that. And if you know anything about Pilates, it's all on the ground, most of it.
But it's a lot with your core. And I know that I have a lumbar issue where it is pressing on my sciatic nerve. So many people have that problem. And it's debilitating because those pains shoot down your leg, the front, the back. You can only walk so far, and you complicate it and confuse the issue because you don't know if it's your back or if it's your hip or if it's your spine. So it's hard to get the proper relief. And a lot of people use, medication, anti-inflammatories, or get, what is those injections? So tell us a little bit about that.
All right. Sciatica can be many things. And let's just talk about the basic thing. I was actually speaking to a possible potential student the other day about pregnancy. So women who are pregnant get a lot of sciatica. Now, that I'm just using that inference because what happens when a woman gets pregnant? She puts on weight on her hips, she's leaning forward, so her strain is on her gluteals. So it's about the gluteals, okay? Now, the sciatic nerve in most people can go through, there's three types of gluteals on each side. Now, it can go through one or two of them, but mainly it's going through two of them. Now, what happens if your gluteals are tight? You are encapsulating that sciatic nerve. So really interesting, I find that women are serial butt clenchers. So I'm at the massage table and a woman's there and she's thinking. I'm going, what are you doing? She goes, what do you mean? I said, you've got your butt clenched. Stop thinking. And they go, oh. So if they're serial butt clenchers, is that everything they do with their bottom. Okay. So those three muscles are tight and they will pull on that lower back. And they're actually used, most women who have had babies is because of that. Or women in general, because of the way their hips are formed, why their bosoms, their thighs. It's just sciatica is an encapsulated in the majority, but then it goes through and you can actually access it through the hamstrings. And I have got a technique with a stone. It's not pleasant, but it gives instant relief. You can get in there and fascially release. And I was taught how to do it with your hands to get into the hamstring from the back and in there. And oh my Lord, when they did it to me, I jumped off the table. It's like, So with a heated stone, as I said, imagine doing it beautifully with this beautiful warm surface, the traction on it, and we do it slowly. We release slowly. Whereas a lot of fascial therapy is stripping with your thumb. So I was in this course going, I'm learning fascial therapy, but I want to use the stones. I've got all these years about stones. I cannot. So I adapted it And fascial therapy with stones is brilliant because it does actually track on to the fascia and slide across. It does a really good sliding across fascia. So a really good way of knowing if you've got some tight fascia, for instance, is the ropey bits in your arm, like your tendons in your arm. Like you got like ropey bits. That is a very tight. And what I can do is I get down with the stone, I strip along heat. And it's a slow process, but it's just wonderful. So yeah, sciatica is huge. So if you have sciatica, there is a great technique you can do. Go and get a fascial therapy or a rimstone therapy, which I haven't got anyone in America yet, but they're about to start.
You need to take on, this is an additional modality to your current massage training, you know?
Yeah, it helps. And rimstone therapy is basically adapting what you do already. And look, many therapists have used stones. I'm not saying I'm the first. Many people have used other things. They use other things to strip. And you're talking about that lady who does this wonderful technique. There's a thing called rolfing, which is very similar to stripping. So it's this rolling thing. There's all different techniques to do the same thing. So with REMstone, we try to do it less invasively. So with sciatica, probably the best thing, again, get on the ground, get away from gravity, relax, get a tennis ball. Now, this is going to hurt like blah. You put the tennis ball and you think about your glute heels. They go like this. If you have a look at the map of the body, have I got it? Yeah, here we are. So you look at the map of the body. See the glute heels?
Yes.
They come out. So you think of your sacrum like that and your glute heels come out like that, and there's three of them layered. So you just don't put it on the sacrum. Just put it in the chunky bits. So you put the ball and you just lower, you put your legs up like that. So you're lying on your back, your legs are up like that, bent. And then you put the ball into your glute heel and you just put some pressure on it. Mm. And you'll feel where the pain is. And then you just let that, one of those legs with the ball, just let that knee fall down a little bit.
Okay. Because I know that is something that my massage therapist does do, but she does it with her elbow.
Ooh. Yeah, I know, but that's yeah. It probably gives
But it's, I can imagine on her the stress that it's putting on her back, on her elbow, and gauging the right amount of pressure to release the stress for me. So there is a lot that can be done with REMstone therapy. Brains, if you're a massage therapist or if you are a person in need, go in, take a look at what Samantha is doing. That way you can refer your massage therapist, get them involved, get them the education, because this is an additional thing to not only help them, help you, but create longevity. I have a girlfriend now that was telling me that she had her own massage clinic for about 20, 25 years, and she said that her body is just destroyed. So this is a way for you to continue this great exchange of energy. And that is basically what it is. It's the breath and it is the release and exchange of energy. And
I work with people. So basically it's not just, most of the time people like to lie there, that's fine. But to do real treatment, I get them to breathe in and breathe out with me. Mm. And that we release, breathe in, lower, 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 lower. And they relax. And
these things are really great that you'll be able, the examples that she just gave us, that you'll be able to do at home in between your treatments, in between your sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Because
a lot
of times people are stuck on the pills, on the anti-inflammatories or the injections. Now, by no means are we telling you that if this is what your doctor has recommended and you are under a doctor's care, we want you to continue with that same course of treatment. However, this is additional options for release, for the pain, long-term, if you are not under a doctor's care. I want to hear a little bit about your biking, because that was such an amazing story. Tell my brains a little bit about your extracurricular activities as a biker and why you chose to do that.
Well, I belong to a business community group, business membership group called Business Blueprint. And every year, it was their 10th year this year, they go over to Thailand and raise money for the kids in Thailand. Those who they could not have parents, they could be divorced. And I've actually just sponsored one. And his name? Kai. And he actually, his parents are divorced and they can't find them. So his grandmother can't look after him. So we raise money to help the orphanages, to educate them. And so this is their 10th year. And this year they raised, I think, just over $400,000 for these kids. And they go on to university. So we train for about a year, and we have to do 500 kilometers in 5 days. We trek from Bangkok all the way down, and we end up at the orphanage. Now, I didn't get to do it this year because I, on my training ride, I was just overzealous, and I'd just done 75 Ks, kilometers. I'm not sure what that is in miles, but it was a long way. And I slipped on a pathway and broke a bone here. They wouldn't let me go. But the destination would have been fantastic, but the journey, I enjoyed it. I got to know about the charity. It was beautiful.
Well, it's all about the intention as well, too. That's the biggest thing. The physical endurance is hard, and I'm glad that you're okay, because that could have damaged, you know, your career.
The irony is not lost on me. So.
But now the blessing is you have an additional testimony as to what you can do and the power of rimstone therapy. Mm. So let's ask you some fun questions.
Okay.
If you were a car, what kind of car would you be, Samantha?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, look, the first thing in my mind that I loved was, you don't have them over there. My first car was a Morris Minor 1000.
Hmm.
It's a vintage car, little blue thing, and it had little pop-up indicators. It had a split windscreen. And I think, you know what I'd think? A combi van, a VW combi van.
You know what? And that's what I would want to be too. I would want to be like a 1974 with the mattress in the back and have a beautiful hookah pipe and play some old music. And yeah, that would be very romantic.
I've owned three in my life. And I've done that trip around Australia with the caravan, with the
a lot of people talk about that. It's pretty fun.
Oh, that's, it's so pretty much fun. Yeah. And so I was in my 20s. I got a combi van. We went around Australia to Ayers Rock, which is called Uluru now.
Mm-hmm.
So we went all around the eastern half of Australia. It was wonderful. Yeah, so a combi van. I think they're fun and they're vintage. I'm a bit vintage. I like it.
If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
Oh, appliance.
Your slow cooker so that you can hit your rimstones.
Absolutely. I actually do mind my air fryer. But I'm thinking my, I keep on saying bar mix, but what's the, I make all my soups.
We call them a Vitamix.
Yeah, it's like a blender.
Right.
I'm on an Ayurvedic eating plan, still from the training, because I went into full on training mode, and it was just vegetables and lean protein, just meat, just fish. So I actually have soup every day, broccoli and cauliflower and zucchini, and I just make different soups every day. So
wow, that is amazing. If you could time travel, where would you land? Past, present, future, and why?
I don't think I'd do past. I quite like the future. I think I'd like to... Oh, that's an interesting one. I think I'd do both, because you're a bit scared for the future. You don't really want to know, do you? You kind of do.
You know what? I'm excited about the future. I already know what the past has. I've seen the metamorphosis of change of individuals. I like to see where we are progressing what the, not the new challenges, but the new opportunities.
Yeah, I think the future definitely. And someone said to me once that, did you know that movies are actually a reflection of what the future will be? And they have. And I'll tell you a story about that one. See my Apple Watch?
Right.
Now, I'm not sure if you, do you remember Dick Tracy?
Yes.
All right. When I was a kid, all I wanted was a Dick Tracy watch that I could talk into,
right,
put the little antenna. So I'm in the electronics center and I get my Apple Watch. I said, I've got my Dick Tracy watch.
It's come full circle. But there are so many other things that are happening too, like artificial intelligence and,
oh yeah,
and robotics. I mean, now here, that's all the rave in the restaurants. They are cutting out the fast food workers, you know, where they used to get a Mackey and you go in and that person would be paid minimum wage. And now they're paying them $20 an hour minimum. And so these companies are saying, you know, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to go down that road. Let's get a robotic instead.
See, that's interesting. I think at the moment it's all fairly sensitive because of people's jobs, and I totally get that. That is, it's going to happen. But you know what? I think it will settle itself down. And I sort of freaked out about my industry, and that's why I've changed my online training a little bit, is that you need to be there in person, because even now, I couldn't be faking this, but you can have a recording on the video and it's not me. So it's really important that I have live things. So I have live workshops, I have live feeds that I'm going to for the courses. So everything, so I think our live things are going to be increased. So people go, yeah, AI's, yeah, okay. But we really want to see a person. So this is why I plan to get over to the States and go to all the associations and speak on stage to all the associations, to the massage associations, to the clinics, and say, this is me, I'm here. So exactly. I think a real live stuff will only get better, because you can't, AI cannot replace a real person in that way if you're going to.
No, and
that.
I mean, the human connection and the love that is transmitted. I mean, there is a certain love for individuals that do this type of work. And I thank you so much. And in closing, Samantha, what do you want your legacy to be?
My legacy, on a personal note and a business note, on a personal note, just that she helped people and she helps people and she's a kind and happy and generous person. On a business level, well, I want to save massage therapists, as many as I can, their thumbs and wrists. That's my goal, to save as many people as I can and to get around and help them.
Well, Brains, we want you to be able to live a long, happy life, whether you are a patient or an actual facilitator, massage therapist, technician, people in the chiropractic field. This is a definite plus for you because, again, you know, I love a good snapping and cracking, or it's, they don't say snap and crack, it's an adjustment. But that is also dealing with the spine. So you've given us some great tips, some great instruction. Brains, go back, rewind this, contact Samantha. She is a point and a click away. If you are here in the United States, if you're in Canada, if you're in London, request her to come out to one of your conferences to really get a hands-on demonstration. I used to love that when I was going to the School of Massage Therapy. They would have all of these courses and have someone come out and, you know, that hands-on demonstration. There's nothing like it. Again, tendonitis, carpal tunnel, these things can be debilitating. Mm-hmm. And then once you are into the injections or the medication, your body is so heavily reliant on that that you overuse it. And then, you know, is there any going back? So we want to thank you so much for being here on The Edge, talking about Rimstone Therapy. Brains, like, love, share, and subscribe. Go in and follow Samantha. She's got an upcoming course. I'm sure that she will rerun it. You'll get a lot of valuable information, at least to jumpstart you in the right direction. Thank you so much for being on The Edge with us, Samantha. You're the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. See you soon.